So hit the snow, ride on and save. Visit Walk On Power Sports in Walk On. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class, coming away from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, we are going to preview Iowa North Dakota State. We'll dive into it. Rob Howe will be joining us coming up in just a little bit. Jeff Colhane, the play-by-play voice of the Bison, will be joining us as well. And we have an embedded insider, a Hawkeye fan in Fargo, that we are going to talk to. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. So, lots to get to. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class, coming away on KGYM. Welcome aboard. Big Friday. High school football to talk about, college football to get to. Plenty of things in the hopper here today. Local programming getting underway, taking it through 7 o'clock tonight, and then it's high school football. Pair of rivalry games coming your way tonight on KGYM. We'll have on 1600 AM and 107.5, I'll be over at Kingston Stadium. It'll be Jefferson and Kennedy going at it, and then the Battle of the Boot in Iowa City, as City High will take on West High. That will come up tonight at 7 o'clock. Alex Kuhn will have that from over at Trojan Stadium at West High, which tonight has a lot of green and gold in it. Mark, apparently tomorrow is going to have a lot of green and gold in it as well, beside the usual West High Trojan stuff. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please share.
Apparently going around today, and welcome in all the Bison fans tuning in on your way down to Iowa City. We appreciate you coming down. Have a great time. Spend a lot of cash here in Eastern Iowa. We do appreciate it. Apparently, North Dakota State fans have rented out, for lack of a better term, West High School, the parking lot tomorrow. That is going to be the meeting place for Bison Nation.
That's Bison Fest tomorrow at West High.
Okay. And tonight, as well, at the Coralville Marriott, apparently. They are all getting together there, wondering if there is enough beer and alcohol here in Iowa City. We assure you, yes. So they will be getting down there. We hear they're having a live band. This is a big Bison party in the next couple of days.
These folks got to be crazy.
They like their football in Fargo. They like their football.
Estimates earlier in the week, anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 Bison fans will be in Kinnick Stadium tomorrow.
I think it's going to be more like 10,000. I think it's going to be on the upper end of that figure, really, to be perfectly honest with you. We'll ask Jeff Colhane that.
Mm-hmm.
He is already here in Iowa City and getting ready for the game tomorrow, which kicks off at 11 o'clock. We have the pregame show coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow. That will be at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then as soon as the game ends, we will be live at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. Not far from West High, if you want to stop by, Bison Nation. Hey, they're welcome as much as the Iowa fans are, right? It's a big kumbaya get-together, but you guys will be down there for the post-game show after the game.
We will. We'll actually be there first thing in the morning and take in the game and then be on immediately following the final gun with the after the final gun post-game show for Iowa football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a heck of a game coming up tomorrow. We will talk about it here in just a couple of moments. So, as I mentioned, welcome in to Bison Nation as they make their way down from Fargo-Moorhead here into the eastern part of the state of Iowa. Real quick, let's get to some of the news of the day a little bit. We've got high school football, as I mentioned, coming up tonight. Prairie winning last night, 49-7. The Houston Cougars winning over Cincinnati last night. Big, but it was much closer than that.
It was, yeah.
A couple of pick sixes at the end of that game kind of made the margin look pretty bad in that one. But Greg Ward had another good game for the Houston Cougars. And
they're good.
They're one step closer to the Final Four as the party crasher coming up on January 1st or thereabouts.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that game, and as you mentioned, it was closer than what the final score might have indicated. like Houston a lot. Very impressed with the victory over Oklahoma, and very impressed last night. It's a pretty complete football team.
Very much so. By the way, before we leave the world in realm of high school football, big night at Saints Field tonight, as the Xavier Saints are going to be celebrating and honoring their state championship team from 2006. It is the 10th anniversary, and they are going to get together tonight out there, as many of them as can make it back, obviously. And our best going out to them as they take on Charles City tonight. And, of course, 10 years ago, they won the state championship as a 3A school in the 4A classification. Much like, and we talked about this, John and I, on the way home last night, a lot of people remember one play. That would be Mark.
Fumble return, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The immaculate recovery, as they call it, at Xavier. Bettendorf going in. And as a lot of people get confused with the United States Olympic hockey team in 1980, when they think, oh, that was a final. Oh, no. It was not a final that the immaculate recovery took place on. That was the semifinal game versus Bettendorf at the Dome 10 years ago, before Xavier went on to beat Southeast Polk in the finals. What a play. Still the most incredible play I've ever witnessed in my life. Certainly called in my life with John Hegarty and myself.
Yeah, we've replayed it several times on the air. And
I tried to find it today. I know where it's at. I have it in my hand, except the contraption we needed to play it.
Yeah.
It's a little old technology 10 years ago. Let's just put it that way. Lorenzen causing the fumble, bouncing right up to Drahazel and taking it back down the sideline for the touchdown.
90-some yards, was it?
Yep, yeah. As Bettendorf was 98.
Yeah.
99. 99 and a half. It'll be 99 and three quarters tonight. but that was what sealed the deal, as Bettendorf was going in for the winning touchdown in the last couple minutes.
Yep, those guys have fun tonight. That was certainly a memorable season for Xavier and for Metro football, and I hope they have a ball tonight.
Yeah, I hope they do as well. All right, 11 past 3. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to our embedded reporter, Mark, in Fargo. More on that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. More to come. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you, because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything: repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:13. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. We're going to talk to Rob Howe coming up here in a little bit. Jeff Culhane will be joining us as well as we get ready to talk more Iowa and North Dakota State. But Mark, we have an embedded reporter. Let us in on said embedded reporter.
We do. She is a native of Cedar Rapids, a Northern Iowa graduate, and her work with John Deere has taken her to Fargo, North Dakota.
And may be related to you. May share DNA.
Yes. My daughter, Sarah Schutte. Sarah Dukes. Sarah Schutte. How are you?
Hi, Dan.
How's it going in Fargo?
Oh, it's good up north today.
Now, listen, when I told your brother, Matt, you were going to be on the show, his response,
he wants equal time.
predictably, was, what the hell does she know about football?
Oh, he's just jealous.
Of course he is. We're bringing you on, Sarah, because you are a native Cedar Rapidian. You've been to Iowa games. I know you share allegiance to both Iowa and Northern Iowa, having gone to Northern Iowa. But now, as I said, your work with John Deere has taken you to Fargo and really bringing you on to hear what it's like up there, because we're hearing they're renting out Iowa City West High School for parking, taking over the Marriott in downtown Coralville. These folks got to be crazy.
Yeah, it was very clear to me the moment we moved here that there was a lot of fan pride for NDSU in Fargo. There's four colleges in the Fargo-Moorhead area, but by far, I mean, just every store you went to, every restaurant, poster, logo of NDSU and Bison stuff everywhere. And I actually, my office is on the NDSU campus, and we recruit a lot of electrical and software engineers from NDSU. So you would think that, you know, I don't know, 100% of our employees are from NDSU, because you walk the hallways and everybody's got on NDSU gear and coffee cups. It's crazy. A lot of pride.
Now, I know this is casual day in your office. I don't want to portray you as Jake from State Farm, but what are you wearing today?
Dad, I work in HR. That is inappropriate.
Well, hey, it's not the first time he's been in trouble.
That's right. Yeah, I have a very obnoxious yellow and black Hawkeye scarf on, and then I'm wearing Hawkeye jewelry, and I just tried to be as obnoxious as possible for my coworkers.
What did they think of said wardrobe? You weren't fired. You're obviously still there, so that's good news.
Well, I might have a hidden defense just being in HR. I don't think anybody's going to press me too much, but I've gotten a lot of eye rolls and, like, comments like, are you kidding me? But I have also got a lot of comments. I don't think they'd be happy with me sharing this, but they're scared of the game. I've had some comments of, it's going to be really tough to beat Iowa, and this might be a loss for us. So they're traveling. There's a ton of people gone from work today at the game, and ton of people traveling. So
you were telling me in an email, Sarah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
that's okay.
You were at a concert with a friend a couple weeks ago, and you described the tailgating scene. I assume it was for a home game, and it kind of illustrated how fervent these fans are. Can you let us in on that?
Yes. So I think this is NDSU's third game of their season, and the first two are home games. But last Friday, a girlfriend went to a concert on the NDSU campus. So I parked my car in my office parking lot because it was just like a two-block or so walk over to the concert. And when the concert was done, it was about 10:30 at night, and there was just tons of vehicles lining the roads of the campus, and we're talking about like refabbed fire trucks, ambulance, campers, all painted in yellow and green. And so we're walking on campus, and we had people offering us drinks. They were out grilling and drinking already at 10:30 at night. And we were joking that we like to believe that they thought we were like young, hot college chicks, but really we were like in our 30s, like going home to our toddlers. But anyway, they were already at it. So we got home and we were telling our husbands about the concert. And I mentioned, like, gosh, there's people already out tailgating. My friend's husband was like, no, Sarah, that's just the line to get into the tailgate area.
So hardcore. This could be a tailgate battle tomorrow.
Yeah, it might not be any different than Iowa City tailgating, but I think the moral of the story is got some serious strong fan support from the NDSU crowd and a lot of school spirit, and that can impact a game.
Sounds like my grandkids are trying to be brainwashed into being Bison fans, but you aren't having any of that, are you?
I'm not having it. I was telling you, Dad, so I have both the kids in full Iowa gear today because I noticed the last couple of Fridays, all the little kiddos at their daycare are decked out in NDSU gear, so they are turning out today with the school spirit. And we were at Costco last Sunday, and there's all kinds of bison gear out for sale at Costco. And my four-year-old said, Mommy, what's all that bison stuff? And I said, oh, it's if you're a bison fan for football. And he said, Mom, do we like the bison? And I said, no, son, you're a Hawkeye fan.
Oh, on that note.
Sarah, if Iowa loses, are you calling in sick Monday?
No. Oh, I think okay. I'll still wear my Iowa gear on Monday, win or lose.
There you go.
I might get a lot of talk from it, but I'll do it anyway.
And then you'll have to drag out the purple and gold for a few weeks down the road. Then.
That's right.
They don't like you and I either, because they play them as well every once in a while. I think they're in the same conference,
yep.
And you and I has beat them a few times, and so they're not a fan of the Panthers either.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining us, and a lot of fun, and say hi to Craig and the kids.
Will do. Bye, Dad. Love you. Go
All right.
Hawks.
Love you, too.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Sarah, formerly Dukes.
Shooty. Yeah.
Shooty. Joining us from Fargo. She is in the epicenter of Bison
The enemy.
Nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, Mommy. All right. Speaking of the Bison, we're going to talk to the voice of the Bison, Jeff Culhane. He's going to be joining us coming up next. So stay tuned as we continue to preview Iowa North Dakota State on this Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us more to come after this here on KGYM.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/PM. That's ring.com/PM.
Who says cars have to act their age? Gear up for fall driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid September 15th through 18th on any purchase. Most vehicles. In-store installation required. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offers. See store driveafirestone.com for full details.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
We are back. It is 23 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym Class coming your way as our local programming block underway here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn down in Iowa City today. The APC will be at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square in Iowa City. Among their guest today, they're going to talk to Jack Dom. He is bringing along, Mark, the father of the North Dakota State quarterback, interestingly enough.
Mike Stick, the father of NDSU quarterback Easton Stick, will appear live at the Coach's Corner after 4 o'clock.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing from him.
Mike used to be a player for Jack Dom
on
the Creighton baseball team.
At Creighton. Was a very good player for him back in the day. We bring on Jeff Colhane, who is the play-by-play voice of the Bison of North Dakota State. I believe already in our fair area here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Jeff, thanks for joining us today. Are you indeed here in eastern Iowa now?
I am. It's great to be on with you guys. We're in Coralville. We're at the Marriott here in Coralville. We've got a little pep fest going on tonight. So we've got a show going on as well back that we'll broadcast back home in Fargo. But, yes, we are here, and we love the weather, I'll tell you that.
How many folks, how many fans, Jeff, do you think will be in Kinnick Stadium tomorrow following the Bison?
I think a minimum of about around 7,000. I would say. I would expect about 7,000 there tomorrow. On the high end, I would say 10,000. But I think for sure, guys, you'll see 7,000 Bison fans there. And they're fired up. They're excited about this. You know, obviously, the program has had a lot of success over the last 5 years with their run, the five straight national championships, and have been have done well versus FBS foes also, but this is a much different type of challenge for NDSU this time around.
Before we break down the game, we have heard rumors that West High, the parking lot, has been rented out for Bison Nation. You mentioned at the Marriott tonight you're going to have the Bison Fest, for lack of a better term. They're going to have a live band, we've heard. They were wondering, kind of tongue-in-cheek, if there is enough beer and alcohol in Iowa City. I can assure you, Jeff, the answer is yes to that question.
Well, I've been to Iowa City before as well for a game day weekend in the past, and I know the answer is definitely yes. But on a sidebar, yeah, you're right. All that is going down. They got some buses headed this way, full of Bison fans. And it was a couple of years ago in Frisco, at the national championship down there, they warned the hotel where the fan headquarters were at that you better stock up because Bison fans know how to pregame and know how to party. They ran out of beer, guys, even after the warnings from NDSU and from people around the different alumni groups and team makers, et cetera. They ran out of beer at the team headquarters, the fan headquarters, I should say. It was not a happy day for those in the green and gold.
Well, that happened at the Rose Bowl with Iowa people. They warned them, and they did not listen. They did not take heed. So the Midwesterners know what they're doing as far as that is concerned.
Jeff, talk about the first couple games here, both overtime games. North Dakota State prevails.
Yeah, you know what? Two very different games with the way they were played. You know, Charleston Southern was a team that was number six in the country coming in. Of course, that was, you know, pegged as the first game on American soil. And I really thought NDSU did a nice job of holding off Charleston Southern's best punch. You know, one of the things that the Bison get at the FCS level, they get everybody's biggest swing. So I feel like, you know, the fans are talking about how it might be nice to step out of that type of a bullseye this weekend with Iowa, but I still think the Hawkeyes are going to be focused and will be ready to play and won't be overlooking NDSU. Charleston Southern, an option-style attack, a lower-scoring game, winning 24-17. Much different last week, guys, against Eastern Washington, who beat Mike Leach's Washington State team in Pullman the weekend prior to open up the regular season. They're a four-wide, five-wide receiver, up-tempo type of team, like you see in the Big 12, I think, with the Baylors and the TCUs and all those squads. They threw it around the yard, and it was a game that was set up for Eastern Washington to win, but NDSU played that style and still found a way, winning 50-44 in overtime. So for the first time in Missouri Valley Football Conference history, the Bison are the first team that have opened a season with two straight overtime games. So the blood pressure meds have been pumping through Bison Nation the first couple of games, but they're happy to be 2-0.
Happy to be 2-0. And Jeff, I want to ask you about this game. The Bison have not lost, I believe, since 2009 to a Division I team, for lack of a better term, FBS team. I hate that FBS, FCS stuff. 1AA, 1A. What is the mindset? If North Dakota State pulls off the big upset, obviously that's going to be wild. Other than that, what is considered a win for NDSU in this game?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think that the last thing that Bison fans want to see is Iowa just dictate this game the way they have versus Miami of Ohio and certainly versus Iowa State last weekend with the way they played, winning 42-3. You know, I think Bison fans will be happy if North Dakota State comes down here and makes this game uncomfortable for the Hawkeyes. And whether that means it's a, you know, a 14-point win, a 10-point win for Iowa, a 17-point win, you know, I think North Dakota State fans, I think, honestly, guys, a lot of fans with the way this program has been over the last 5 years are sort of roping this game into that type of setup where the Bison have won in the last, you know, the last five in a row. I think folks do understand how good Iowa is. This is the best team North Dakota State will have played during their great run in the Division I level. So, you know, I think if the Bison can keep it close in the second half and keep it within striking distance, I think Bison fans will be happy with that outcome.
Would Bison fans, how would they react? Tell them you can have a victory over Iowa, but not a national championship.
Wow, it's a good question. I think they would rather have the national championship. I think they would like to extend the streak. You know, I think that's a huge point of pride right now for the program, obviously, for the fan base. You know, guys, the win over Iowa would be the biggest win in program history. I mean, there's no question about that. But I think at the end of it, I think if you were to ask a North Dakota State fan that question, I do believe the national championship would be, at the end of the day, what they would want, what they would look for to continue the run. You know, and it's been a great program throughout the last 40, 50 years as well. 13 national championships overall, had some great success at the Division II level, and obviously during this run, during their trek through the FCS also. But very good question. I like the question. I tell you what, it would be obviously a great win for North Dakota State, but I think the national championship would mean more at the end of the day.
Maybe an unfair question, Jeff, but can you compare Easton Stick to Carson Wentz? Again, perhaps unfair. We know what Wentz has done, went second in the draft, and had a great debut last week.
Right. No, that's a good question as well. I think what the one thing that those two have in common is their demeanor, the way they approach the game. You know, Easton and Carson Wentz are best friends. They're very good friends, roommates. Easton got to learn under Carson here at North Dakota State over the past couple of seasons. So when you see the Bison in stressful situations, I think a lot of Carson Wentz is rubbed off onto Easton Stick. You know, for example, last week against Eastern Washington, the Bison trailed 44-41 with 4 minutes left in the ball game, and Easton Stick was just Joe Cool. Calm, cool, collected, drove NDSU down the field, put him in a situation where they had a chance to tie the game and did so with Cam Peterson booting through a 29-yard field goal and sent the game into overtime. As far as the physical attributes, you know, Easton is 6'2", 220, 225, athletic, physical runner. You know what, when you see him out there tomorrow, you might not think that when you look at him right away, but he's a really good running quarterback when he gets his chance, and he's a big part of the success of the way this team runs the football. As far as throwing the ball, you know, Carson's just on a different plane right now, a whole other level. He's got such great arm strength. Easton's arm strength has improved from last year to this season. He's not afraid to take a shot down the field. He'll definitely push the ball and try and put some pressure over the top to stretch out that defense and loosen up a very good Iowa defensive group in that front seven. And you know, the guys in the back end are awesome as well, with King and Maben, obviously, at cornerback. But I think if you compare the two, a lot of similarities with the demeanor and the approach of how those guys play the position. Physically, you know, Carson obviously is on another level as far as the arm strength and how he throws the football.
Jeff Culhane joining us. He is the play-by-play voice of North Dakota State football here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Jeff, I want to ask you this. We expected a lot of Bison people to listen in and to call in this week and maybe play the we aren't getting enough respect card. It's been a complete 180. We've been talking up the Bison all week. It's been the Iowa fans that are saying, come on, guys, you're acting like this is a Big Ten Eastern Division power coming in here. Now, I guess your thoughts about that.
Well, I don't think, obviously, that North Dakota State and Ohio State or a Michigan State, for that matter. But I do think that NDSU, with the way they play and the style they do bring to the table, there are a lot of Big Ten similarities. You know, I heard a lot of the players throughout the week talking about how, you know, NDSU reminds them of Wisconsin or Michigan State. And again, certainly North Dakota State is not Wisconsin or Michigan State. But the Bison play a physical brand, and they've won a ton of games. They know how to win games. They've been in, you know, stressful situations where they've had to win games in different forms and different fashions. I'm not saying that this is an easier game, obviously, than the one that NDSU played last weekend against Eastern Washington, but the way the style's set up, from a style standpoint, it's more of what North Dakota State is built to handle with, you know, the physical play in the trenches. Offensively, Iowa can do some different things. They can spread it out a little bit with C.J. Beathard to throw the ball around to Vandenberg and McCarron and those guys, and to Kittle, obviously, at tight end. And they run the ball well with Daniels and Akram Wadley. The Bison, I think, are a similar type of offense with what they like to do. They like to throw the ball a little bit around as well. Tim Polasek, NDSU's offensive coordinator, will get multiple with his formations. But their bread and butter is physicality up front and running the football. So as far as the style goes, you know, I hope that Iowa fans walk away from this game tomorrow and do talk about North Dakota State in a positive fashion, as the Bison expect to come down here and certainly hold their own and play a competitive football game for 60 minutes. And I think there definitely are. When you look at North Dakota State, whether, you know, you think of them as an FCS team or how you view them, I think there are some similarities there with the Bison as how they play and the way things are done in the Big Ten Conference as well.
Scott, Jeff, I'm sitting here wondering if Mark Farley at Northern Iowa got a call, would he more likely help Kirk Ferentz or Chris Kleiman?
Good question.
Well, that's a great question. You know, Coach Kleiman, Chris Kleiman was on a staff and, of course, played at Northern Iowa, during his collegiate career. There are some great storylines between Northern Iowa and North Dakota State. I mean, it's every time you and I and NDSU play, man, it's physical. There's not a whole lot of love lost. I'm almost leaning to say, guys, it's Kirk Ferentz he would help out with preparation if a phone call were made. But who knows? That's up to debate and up to interpretation.
Next week, North Dakota State has a bye. Does that mean they throw the kitchen sink at Iowa if they have a chance to win this football game?
I think so. I think there's nothing to lose from that standpoint. They want to come down here and win. I don't think the mindset isn't to come down here and keep it close. You know, they look at it and say it's another opportunity for our brand to continue to grow nationally in the college football world. And they won five in a row against FBS teams. They had that big win versus Kansas State to start the 2013 season. That really sort of, I guess, woke up the college football world, per se. And I think the same thing would obviously happen here. Iowa's the best team that North Dakota State has faced. I don't think there's any question about that. So, yes, I think you could see a few things here or there that the Bison will throw out there that maybe Iowa has not seen on film so far before. And with that being said, North Dakota State can't line up and just try and mash it right at Iowa. And they understand that. They know that. I think they'll do a few different things to provide a couple of wrinkles and get the Hawkeyes somewhat on their heels if they can do that in this football game.
Two-part question, Jeff, and we'll ask our next guest, Rob Howe of Hawkeye Nation, the same thing. Iowa wins if, North Dakota State wins if.
I think Iowa wins if they come out and dictate the tempo of this game early and often the way they have in the first two games. If they come out and jump out to a 14-0, 17-0 lead, and the crowd's into it, the 70,000, 71,000 fans are into the ball game, it's going to be tough for North Dakota State to win the football game and come back and win against a team like Iowa at Kinnick Stadium. If the Bison are hanging around, I think, in midway through the third quarter, they've got a shot. And I think the way they do that, guys, is this. North Dakota State wins this game. If they can win some battles, and this is a tall task, but if they can win some battles in the passing game with R.J. Urzendowski and Darius Shepherd and their assortment of tight ends with Jeff Ilias and Connor Wentz and Nate Jensen and others, the North Dakota State's going to have to throw the football to have a shot here. I don't think it's obvious. I don't think they can line up and run it at that front seven. They'll have to throw the football. So the big challenge to me for North Dakota State offensively in this game to score points, will they be able to create separation from King and from Maben in one-on-one situations? I think that is going to be a big part of this game. And I think the tight ends on both sides will be a big key and big part of this game as well.
Well, Jeff, I know this is like Christmas for the beer distributors around here the last 8 days after Iowa State at night, and now the Bison fan coming in. But should be a lot of fun. Have a good time at Kinnick, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Jeff Culhane joining us. He is the play-by-play voice of North Dakota State Athletics.
I wonder what the beer of choice is in North Dakota. What is it across the border in central and upper Minnesota?
There's a lot of Schmidt.
A lot of Schmidt?
I'm not going to lie to you.
I didn't know they made that anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's a little different than down here in our neck of the woods.
It'll be fun in Iowa City tonight.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. All right. That's North Dakota State side of things. We're going to talk to Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com when we come back, and we'll get his view on it from the Iowa side of things. We'll do that when we come back here at KGYM.
Now, through Monday night. Eastern Iowa's biggest used car sell-down at Eastern Iowa's newest used car showroom. It's clearance time at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Nearly 2,000 used vehicles, all marked down with the lowest clearance prices from $59.97. A true buy-now opportunity at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Through Monday night, clearance pricing on used cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, every make and model. Shop Toyotas, Chevys, Jeeps, Hondas, Buicks, GMCs, and more. All with clearance savings. Used cars on Budget Boulevard from $59.97 and credit approval guaranteed at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Nearly 2,000 vehicles starting from $59.97. Don't let bad credit keep you from clearance savings. Credit approval guaranteed now through Monday night at the all-new totally remodeled and renovated Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Super 24/7 McGrathAuto.com.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Good Lord. Look what we started.
Opened a can of worms there. Premium beer in North Dakota. Todd Bommelkamp, our friend, says Grain Belt.
Wait, there is Grain Belt. I'm not going to deny there
isn't. But that was echoed on our text line as well. Jerry Ask Investments text line. 319-366-1600. Dave K says Grain Belt in all caps.
Grain Belt, yes. There's a lot of it up there.
8532, though, says Premium Grain Belt. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, there you go. Hey, I appreciate a good Schmidt beer up there. Let's ask Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation what he likes when he goes to the Dakotas and to northern Minnesota. We opened a can of worms with Jeff Culhane from North Dakota State. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we were doing okay until we started the grain belt versus Schmidt war. I don't know how
that
happened.
That's a war you can't win.
No, it is not. No, it's
Nobody
a delicious
wins
war.
In that war.
It's a delicious war, though. Speaking of grain belt or Schmidt or whatever, they're drinking a lot of it at the Coralville Marriott right now, and it apparently 7,000 upwards of 7,000 to 10,000 Bison fans are going to be bringing that down with them for the game, I think, tomorrow, Bob.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story that, that you know, a program up there has done as well as it has and been able to gather such a following as it's been able to gather. Winning certainly will do that, but to travel as far as they're traveling for a game like this is impressive. So, as C.J. Beathard said the other day, they may have 10,000 fans, but hopefully we have 60,000 and it drowns them out. So that's what the Iowa players are hoping for anyway.
Rob, I think the three of us know and appreciate North Dakota State and what a good football team it is. But I would argue that this is a no-win situation for Iowa. Should the Hawkeyes defeat North Dakota State easily or not so easily, the rest of the nation says, okay, they beat an FCS team. And if North Dakota State wins, it's another Appalachian State, Michigan.
Yeah, Mark, I think if you're talking from a perception standpoint, there's no doubt. I mean, Iowa can't win this game. From a national perception standpoint, I do think that there are a lot worse teams they can play, whether it be MAC, Sun Belt, whatever conference you may talk about that has an FBS teams. So from a perspective of making Iowa better, I think North Dakota State is fine in that regard. But from a perception standpoint, I agree with you wholeheartedly that it's a no-win for Iowa.
You've been around this team all week. Rob, the perception is that they're taking this game very, very seriously. They can say that all they want. What are you seeing in your run-ins with the players this week on their faces?
Yeah, this team seems focused, Scott. They have since, you know, the offseason started. I think, you know, it would be easy to say, hey, they were 12-0 last year. How do you top that? But they still have a bad taste in their mouth from those last two games, particularly the Rose Bowl when they were embarrassed. And I think that's kind of fueled their offseason and fueled them through these first two games. I don't see them taking this team lightly. We're all in this state. You know, we're used to solid, very high-level FCS football with Northern Iowa being in this state. I don't think North Dakota State is going to sneak in here and get an Iowa team that's, you know, down. I think the Iowa players have heard a lot about, you know, how good this team is and how FCS teams beat FBS teams, and I think they'll be ready. I could be totally off base on that, but I do not see this as a letdown game.
Rob Howe joining us from Hawkeye Nation. I'll ask you the same question we asked Jeff Colhane of the play-by-play voice of North Dakota State football. Iowa wins if, or North Dakota State wins if?
I think the formula for Iowa, Mark, has been pretty consistent here through the Kirk Ferentz era. If they can run the football and have a balanced offense, they usually have a pretty high rate of success. The special teams are also a key factor, and they've been really good in those as well. Ron Caluzzi's been, you know, been right with the doctor ordered. They couldn't have scripted that better. He's been outstanding. You know, Keith Duncan, the true freshman kicker, has been solid so far. He hasn't been under any pressure to this point, but I think that and Iowa was better last week against Iowa State at stopping the run. And those are the keys for them. If Iowa can run the ball, it sets everything else up. And for North Dakota State, they've got to be able to stop the run. The first two opponents haven't been able to do that. North Dakota State's rush defense hasn't been awful. Their pass defense has not been good. They've given up a lot of points or a lot of yardage through the air. So you could see it as a situation where Iowa maybe opens up their running game. They may come out and try to run a few times. If it looks like North Dakota's just selling out on the run, I could see Iowa doing some things to loosen it up with the passing game to set up the run. So I think that's North Dakota State's biggest challenge. They've got to stop the Iowa's running game.
Mm-hmm. Rob, what about this Iowa team? I don't know how good they are as of yet. I think we'll learn a little bit more tomorrow. I'm not sure if we're going to learn a lot when they go to New Jersey next Saturday. It might be a few weeks down the line before we know exactly you know, how good this team is, or maybe how far this team can really get in the 2016 season. I guess your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Scott, I think you're right. You know, you kind of hit it on the mark. I don't think anybody really knows. I don't think the players and coaches really know how good they are. You can say that for the most part, with the exception of some big plays they allowed to Miami of Ohio. They've been pretty good and done what they're supposed to do to this point, you know, done what's been asked of them. They played the first game without one of their best players in Josie Jewell and were able to overcome that. But I think this schedule really sets up for these guys well. You know, it seems like, you know, the classic Kirk Ferentz teams get better as the season goes on. The developmental program, all those cliches that we use and hear but are true, it sets up well. Iowa is building and building through competition each week. The level goes up each week for the most part. So if they can keep winning and they get to that Michigan game in November, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nebraska at the end of the season, and they keep progressing and playing at a high level, that's when we'll know. But until then, we just kind of wait and see. And hopefully, for their sake, they take care of business and beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Rob, Iowa played a very complete game last week against Iowa State. I'm not sure that says more about Iowa or more about Iowa State, but regardless, I'm curious if you'd like to see anything out of this team that you haven't seen yet.
I guess the one thing that I wonder about, Mark, is, you know, when they come up against an athletic defense, a defense that covers a lot of ground, can get at the receivers, cover up Kittle, what can CJ do with his legs? And what will be the repercussions of that? Because it's going to happen. Teams are going to eventually force him to move and try to hit him. And that's really the part that we have. That's the aspect of the offense that we haven't seen yet. That and the deep ball. I still think with Devon Smith being gone, the jury's still out on whether Jerminic Smith and Jay Shield can stretch the field. Vandenberg's been great. McCarron's been really doing an excellent job blocking, as has Kittle. But that and probably just defensively not giving up big plays. They did that the first week, so teams are going to still look to do that against them, and they've got to be better at getting a consistent pass rush as well.
After 2 weeks, and it has only been 2 weeks here, Rob, but what is the one aspect of this team that you would like to see improvement on and maybe scares you a little bit?
In terms of Iowa?
Yes.
It's hard. Really, there's nothing to this point, just based on the competition they've played, that stands out as a glaring weakness at this point. I guess I would like to see, and time will tell when this happens, when a team does, and maybe it is tomorrow. Maybe North Dakota State sells out against the run and stops that rushing attack and forces Iowa to beat it with the pass. If a team can make them one-dimensional, can C.J. Beathard and his relatively young group of wide receivers, I know Vandenberg and McCarron are seniors, but the rest of the guys are pretty inexperienced, can they beat a defense without, you know, when they're relied upon?
I want to ask you a basketball question. What do you know about the big guy that Iowa apparently has landed?
They got two big guys, Mark. They got Jack Nungy, 6'9", 6'10"-ish power forward, kind of a pick-and-pop four out of Indiana. And they also got Luca Garza, who's about a 6'10", 6'11", more of a traditional low-post center out of Washington, D.C. He can step out and hit the jump shot as well, though. Kind of fits in the Franz, kind of what he's building here. A lot of guys, maybe another Adam Woodbury low post guy will come along for him, but he's really building a versatile lineup where guys can play two and three positions, and I think these two guys that they got last weekend fit right into that mold.
Now they're in Connor McCaffrey's class, is that right?
They are. They're 2017, okay. So they're going to have to do a little figuring out with the scholarship situation. My guess is, and we wrote about this, I think Tom Kakert wrote about this as well from Rivals and Hawkeye Report, but Connor's told both of us that he's going to play baseball, and we may have talked about this the last time you guys had me on, and he's considering walking on. He's a kid that could get a scholarship academically, so that would help him. But it looks to this point, just numbers-wise, that he's probably going to have to walk on.
Yeah. And or, you know, they can go several different directions with Connor. So they're going to make it work out. And who knows, there could be some attrition along the way. It's hard to know what's going to happen a year and a half from now.
Pretty sure Daddy can afford it.
I think they can pull it off.
Yeah, and what were there 700 or 800 Division I basketball transfers last year? Some obscene numbers. So it just seems to be that when kids get into a program now, if they're not in the rotation or a factor within the first year or two, they're gone.
Yeah,
and that's just kind of the landscape of college basketball right now.
Before we let you go, we'll ask you the poll question out there from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast here, Rob. What's Iowa's margin of victory over the Bison going to be tomorrow? 3 or more touchdowns, 14 to 20 points, 10 to 13 points, single digits, or North Dakota State will pull off the upset?
You said 14 to 20?
Yep.
I'll go with that one.
You're going to go with 14 to 20. We will register your vote right now.
What do I win?
Our admiration,
Rob. Admiration, and a case of Grain Belt from any North Dakota State fan you can find.
Sold.
Got it. Rob, keep up the great work in Hawkeye Nation. Great talking with you.
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye.
Rob Howell joining us. HawkeyeNation.com. 355. That is our poll question, Mark. Right now, pretty much everybody going 10 to 13 or 14 to 20. One person saying North Dakota State's going to pull off that upset.
And they're at the Marriott right now drinking Grain Belt.
Or most of them. We also found out from Todd Brommelkamp that it is all premium Grain Belt.
Come on, Todd. Posting a picture on Twitter of premium Grain Belt.
Perhaps he's had some last
premium
night.
Premium Grain Belt and Grain Belt are one and the same.
Perhaps he had some last night after the after midnight. When the Giants beat the Cardinals, which, of course, clinched the Central Division for the Chicago Cubs.
As well he should have.
He should have.
Yeah.
And congratulations to them. Brewers are leading today 4-2 in the eighth inning. Brewers announcing that their center fielder, and the name escapes me right now, of course, as I'm thinking about him, is out. Broke his wrist after running into the bricks in center field. Theo Epstein is in disguise in the front row of the bleachers today at Wrigley. This is the things that go on under Joe Madden and the Epstein regime, and it's all winning right now. Guarantee you, if Schwarber, Fowler, or anybody else ran headlong into the ivy and was out for the year, there'd be padding under that ivy in real quick fashion.
Next thing you know, Joe Madden will be managing from the cubby bear. I don't know.
Hey, as long as it works.
You weren't here yesterday when we made our picks. We registered them for you.
Yes.
I've got this game tomorrow pegged Iowa 34-17. How about you?
I think I took 31-17. So you were on the same wavelength right in there. I think it's going to be a good game going into the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be possibly a one-score game at that point. I think it's going to be a good one tomorrow. Everybody have a good time. I don't think that even needs to be said.
You don't even have to go there, I don't think. I think people will have a good time.
Jeff Kennedy, tonight, we'll have the call just up the road at Kingston Stadium at 7 o'clock on 1600 and 107.5. Alex Kuhn at West High. If they can get around the North Dakota State vehicles, it'll be West High and City High battling for the boot. All the scores after the game. Guys are next from Coach's Corner with the APC through 7 o'clock tonight. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Golic, I'm about to make you hungry.
Not really sure I like where this is heading, Greeny.
Well, right now, GNC has buy three, get one free on all protein bars.
I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
Leading off, GNC's